Hold on, we are holding now on, yes, Memkim Alamed Aleph Chazora. Okay, so we are now closing in on the halacha, as far as the Gemara is concerned, that is, and then what we pass in. What is halacha regarding the deer, the sahar, the spino? We've seen a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says we go all the way to Rav and Gamliel. As far as Shmuel is concerned, no, only with spino, with all the different things within spino. And but not with the Avisar. So the Gemara says, Fama Le Rav Achobre de Rav to Rav and Rav Ashi. It's on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, about 15 or so lines down, I'm guessing. Line begins with the words, Fama Le Rav Achobre de Rav and Rav Ashi. So Rav Achobre de Rav said to Rav Ashi, Hilchasar to Rav and Gamliel, it's Fino. Now, not to that Rav and Gamliel when it comes to a ship. So, yeah, what do you mean? Hilchasar, if you say the halacha is like Rav and Gamliel, Michlal, does that mean to say the pligi, that they argue? No, they don't argue when it comes to a ship, right? There's a machlokes when it comes to a ship. In other words, like we said, it was only rock to lahatme, they wanted to be machne. So he said, yes, there is a machlokes, and I'll prove it to you, because by the time you're surely we've learned in a braita, Chananya, now the Adam Gersoy is here, but we'll go with the words in brackets, because that is going to be significant. Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Right, he was the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua. Omer, he said, Kol Yisrael Hayom, that whole day when they were on the ship, all of them together, Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, all of them on that ship. So, Yoshua was on with Mahalacha. They sat there, they were down on the Halacha, whether you are allowed to walk the whole ship, you're not allowed to walk the whole ship. And, so what happened? And Emesh. And yesterday, Hechriya, and I was in the evening, when we finally got to the evening, Hechriya Achi Abba, the brother of my father, i.e. Rabbi Yeshua, he was Machriya, he came to the, made the sort of compromise, he get casting vote. Halacha Karab and Gamliya Vesino, Halacha Karab and Gamliya when it comes to the ship, Halacha Karabi Akiba with the Vesaha, and Halacha Karabi Akiba when it comes to the Vesaha. So, hence again the Rabbeinu Chanana. The Rabbeinu Chanana says, that's it. The halacha, when it comes to the Deir Besar, when it comes to the animal enclosures, it follows Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. And when it comes to the Sefina, then we go halacha that Rabbeinu Gamliel. Even though generally speaking, when you go on a Machlokes, it's Rabbeinu Shmuel, halacha Karab Be'esule, they'd expect to follow Rab. But over here, we've got a Braita. The Braita is a Machriya, that's it. However, Kimat Ula Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, and others, they say, no, you don't pass in based on this price. First of these says the Rosh, the Rif, they say, because the thing where you go like a Machriya is in a Mishnah, not in a price. But number two, who's the Machriya here? It was Rabbi Yeshua. He's one of the Bali Machlokes, so he can't have the casting vote. So therefore, this price doesn't tip any scales, in which case we're back to the basics, which is halacha, kirab, beisure, and therefore, as Rav said, we pass in that Rav Gamliel all the way, and that is the halacha. That is the halacha. The halacha is like Rav all the way. Then you have to apply it, dir, sar, svino. There are obviously, if the walls of the ship do collapse, then things can change. I'm just trying to see if I can see where it was. Because it's brought in Simon Top Hay. The halachas regarding this, so we pass Ken Azoin, and it then talks about if, let's say, if the walls of the Sfino collapse, then it's Zayin, it says over there that then the ship's worse than the Deir Besar, because you don't have any mechitzas there. So in which case, if the walls have collapsed, then the only heter to walk the ship would be when the ship's actually moving. But when it stops, then you can't leave your Daladamas, unless it's above 10 tefachim. Okay? Then there's also discussion about how you measure that. I'm going to probably speak more about when we get to the sugya about the model of Me'asar Tefachim, but he basically tells you to look in Siman Reish Mem Ches. We talked about measuring from the seabed up to the face of the ship or what's where you're sitting, but there's actually possibly more about that still to come. Also, in terms of when you talk about the mechitzas of the ships, obviously they have to be mechitzas, they have to be 10 tefachim. However, the Ramal says they don't have to be 10 tefachim all the way along, right? As long as in the middle of the ship there is 10 tefachim there, we're not really bothered if at the ends, so the way maybe bows or something like that, it's not 10.
Does the majority have to be 10 tefachim?
No, doesn't even say that, no.
So even if you, and if you've got a gap of 10 amas, which is less than 10 tefachim, doesn't
make a difference, no. And even if it's not 10 at all anywhere, we would use chukik in the hashlim. Okay, it's not particularly relevant, I don't think, because I think ships today would, if you do go on a cruise, I assume they do have proper mechitzas surrounding.
So is that different from carrying, where you need proper mechitzas all the way?
Could be. Yup. Okay, so it's a ship, it's a special den in a ship then. Fine. Now, here is where it gets a little bit more tricky. And although this is not a chazor shit, some of this is hot off the press. I spent pretty much all day trying to figure out a Rosh. And I don't know if we got clear last time. I think I've got a little bit more clarity, so let's see how we go. This place is about Maschal Halacha K'Rav Gamliel. Just a little bit of background. The shaila of whether a person is allowed to go on a ship on Shabbos. There are five different reasons given for why it should be awesome. Right? One possibility is because it destroys a person's Eilek Shabbos. That's the rip. Right? So Lamaita, we only...
Even if he holds it before Shabbos.
No, the rip holds all cases, but we don't pass another rip on that. The rip himself holds all cases. It's a bit of Eilek Shabbos. You're not allowed to be on a ship on Shabbos.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, so therefore we pass in a bit with the rip, but without, not all the way with the rip. I mean, say, if the person was on the ship 3 days or more before Shabbos, have you measured 3 days? Again, I'm not going through all that off. I know we did it in the shir. You can take a look at Simon Reish Memchess for yourself. Different days there, they're gone about whether you count Wednesday, you don't count Wednesday, whether you can start from Thursday. Also, the bar mitzvah is more meiko. There's all the halachas about having to ask the captain to stop, and even if he's going to ignore you, it doesn't matter. But these are all things we went through. I'm not, that's more, we did it in Shabbos, and you can take a look at Simon Reish Memchess. I'm just picking the main equipment we need to hear. And that is just another reason. One issue can be Oneg Shabbos. So yes, if it's calm waters, that's the chilat they make. In other words, even in Shulchan Aruch, it makes the chilat between on the sea, in which case you've got a problem with Oneg Shabbos within 3 days, but if it's just a trip down the River Thames, that wouldn't be a problem without Oneg Shabbos, because it's calm waters. For cruisers today, Pashtus, they are floating cities, that you shouldn't have a problem with Oneg Shabbos. Again, it obviously can depend on the individual, etc. Another issue is the issue of Tuchumin, that's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says, right? So the Rif, the Rosh Hashanah, they're worried about Oneg Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Chananel is worried about, it's going to go outside the issue of Tuchumin. Remember the Rabbeinu Chananel, we haven't seen this in the Chazor HaShem, but we know this hopefully. Rabbeinu Chananel passes Yesh Tuchumin Amana Me'asor. He passes Lechumra. So you're always going to have a problem on Tuchumin, even if the ship is going above 10. Then you've got the issue of but again, for us, that's not such an issue because you'll always be above 10, and we pass in that there's no issue of tchumen on water above 10. So that, generally speaking, is not a problem. Generally speaking, then you've got the issue.
Who is it? Rabbeinu
Chananel.
If you were on the boat before Shabbos and it was constantly moving, you wouldn't have a problem with tchumen.
If it moves the whole time.
So
we're talking about getting onto the boat within 3 days of Shabbos. You can't do that. The Chatzilanag is going to go outside the boat on Shabbos. Then you've got the issue of Pikuach Nefesh. In times gone by, it's dangerous, and therefore there was quite a high likelihood of having to be Mechal Shabbos. So again, within 3 days, we say you shouldn't put yourself into that situation. Yeah, we said it's not particularly Negev today, that's the Balamoris Chashash. But it would be an agar for people to have medical procedures and things like that, which they know it's likely to result from happening, because of various things of Chilul Shabbos, which are going to have to be done as a result of it, even if it's Rabbanon, medication and things like that. So again, if a person can avoid it, not to do it within 3 days of Shabbos. Again, sometimes it's not an option. Others are not worried about that, because they say, okay, when it comes to it, especially if it's more than 3 days. And then you've got the Ramban. He's worried about the fact that Goyim are going to be doing Malacha for you on Shabbos. So again, generally speaking, that's not a problem if you're on a cruise, got majority Goyim on there anyway, etc. Fine. Now, all those reasons are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch one way or another. There is, however, a fifth issue, which Tosfos brings here. Tosfos in Shabbos, Tosfos in here, the Ritzvah mentioned over here, and that is, because Nira Keshot Al Panei Amayim. It looks like you're floating on water, it's like swimming, and we're worried the person will come to make a float or a raft or something like that. Right, that was what Chazal were worried about. It's not mentioned explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. It is explained at within the Shulchan Aruch simulation and Chesed Gimel there, the way Mishnah Berurah learns it. It's not explicit, and the reason why it's not mentioned explicitly, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Tess of simulation and Ches, he brings from the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, is because that reason wouldn't apply. This is very important. That reason would only apply if you got onto the ship on Shabbos. If, however, you were on the ship from before Shabbos, then we're not going to say you can't continue on the ship because it looks like Nerek shot up in our mind. You've already been on the ship, that reason wouldn't apply. And therefore, that reason isn't mentioned. As I said, even to get onto the ship on Shabbos, the Yeshomim there holds at least in certain instances, wouldn't be an issue. We may come back to that. Now, Tosfos comes along over here and presents us with the shitta of the Rashbam. And the Rashbam basically has a very, very makel approach to going on ships on Shabbos. He basically says the whole Gemara in Shabbos, which talks about 3 days before Shabbos, that's all within the shitta of Beis Shammai. The whole machlokes there, Rebbe Rav Moshe ben Gamliel, it's all through the shitta of Beis Shammai. La halacha, you can get on a boat, a ship, even just before Shabbos. And in fact, he then goes further and he says, even on Shabbos itself, he doesn't see any reason why not. The only nafkamin is going to be if you get onto the boat before Shabbos, therefore you were kohen shvisa on the boat, then you hopefully won't have problems with issur tchumin, you can walk the whole boat. But if you got onto the boat on Shabbos, then the minute your shvisa was on dry land, the minute the boat leaves the tchum, wherever that may end up being, because you're in shallow water, if it stops, etc., without getting into the problem of that, then you are stuck within your daladamas. You can't walk the whole ship. That's what the Rashbam says. So the Ritzvah comes along and he says, no, the Ritzvah, the Reed, they're not very happy with this. And they bring a ride from the Gomorrah Perek Tate in there, that there is an issue with getting on a ship on Shabbos. Okay, the reason, as we said, the Ritzvah says over here, that's what Tosfos brings over here, is because of you may come to make a wrath. He mentions another reason as well, is the other one about you may come to be manning the sphere yourself, in which case it's like going Arba Amis Bekavis. Fine. So far, very straightforward. And in fact, the Ritz also brings a ride from the Rishalmi, which was brought earlier in Tosfos, to that effect. Now, here comes the part which is where it gets a little bit more tricky. Says the Reed, there are these people. What they do is, they get onto the boat on Erev Shabbos, they light their candles there, they eat there, and then they get off the boat, they go home, it's about the one Shabbos has come in, right? One Shabbos has come in, they say, we've been kohen shvisa on the boat, so off they get, they go home, have a comfortable night's sleep in their own bed, come back the next day, they get off to davening, get on the boat, and the boat sets sail. That's what they do. So, says Tosfos, Lo Shapirotti, that's not a good idea. Why? Because, soft calls off, they are getting on a boat on Shabbos. And we said, you're not allowed to get on a boat on Shabbos. Why?
All the reasons.
The reason that Tosfos gave, that's very important there. What's the reason that Tosfos?
Because you're the Tuchum.
No.
Yeah, because.
No. Nirei Keshot up in our mind, you may come to make a rot. It looks like you're swimming. To do with that, floating on top of the water. That's the main reason. Tosfos mentioned other reasons. Well, that's the main reason. Fine. Then he says, but also besides that, what's the Rashbam talking about? The Rashbam, just as an aside, so again, as far as I'm concerned, you get off the boat, you cannot get back on the boat on Shabbos. Right. But, on the other hand, what the Rashbam talks about, that if you know, he says you can get onto a boat Erev Shabbos, no problem. But if you get on Shabbos, just realize once it goes outside the tchum, then you're stuck within your dana damas. That's the one thing to realize. So it says, what are you talking about? But we pass in like Rav. And Rav said, that lochazar Rav Gamliel even bedir v'sahar. So even when the boat stops, it's no worse than a deer v'sahar. Even if you don't want to say that's the sphina, because the sphina dafka ma'alechez, right? And you weren't kind of shvisa, but it's no worse than divasar. So why is it any different to going and taking you out of your tukhum? You're sitting on the boat and somebody's taking you out. So Tosfos, it doesn't make much sense. So in terms of just explaining what's going on in this Tosfos, basically what Tosfos is saying is there's two issues here. Number
that's
one,
getting on Shabbos, getting in on Shabbos.
Yeah, well, you got off, you went back off.
It's not the same.
So Tosa says, yes, it is. So Tosa says that Tosa says again. Number one, there's an issur. There's an issur with what they're doing, because once they get off, they've got no hesitation to get back on. You're not allowed to get on a boat which is setting sail on Shabbos. That's it. If you go on now Erev Shabbos, fine. On Shabbos, definitely not. Issue one. Now, then says Tosfos, but anyway, what are they trying to do here? What are they trying to do? They want to be Kona Shalisa. For what? It's not going to make any difference anyway. What are you trying to be Kona Shalisa for? Well, when the ship gets to the other end, then you'll be able to get off the boat? You most definitely will not. Why? Let's work it out. It's not in Tosfos, this is what we're going to speak out. Let's work it out. If the boat was in very shallow waters when you got onto the boat on Erev Shabbos, so Taka, ooh, very good, maybe you can be Kona Shvisa on the boat, yeah? Well, by the time you get to the other end then, you've gone well outside your 2,000 amos, well outside your base mill, you're not getting off any boat. You're stuck. So to get off the boat at the other end is not going to help you. You may say, but the boat was above 10. Yeah? The boat was above 10 when I got on it before Shabbos. Then you're not Kona Shvisa, it's above 10. And if you say, yeah, but I go to Kula, remember we go to Kula and everything, so Lugabi being Kona Shvisa, I'm going to be Mekel and say Yish Tuchum in Amalami Asara. But if Yish Tuchum in Amalami Asara, then there's an issue to go outside of your Tuchum on the waters above 10 as well. You can't have it always. So the Kitsa, to get off the boat to the other end, nothing doing. So why do you want to be Kona Shvisa on the boat? The only reason could be to allow you to be able to walk the whole boat if it goes outside the tchum. So Tosfos says, well, for that you don't have to be on the boat to be Kona Shvisa. That looks like Ra. And since you're being taken out of your tchum, you've got the whole boat, like the Devasana. That's what comes out according to Tosfos. Right? That's the cheshbon. So number one, getting back on the boat is an issa. And on top of that, I don't really understand what they're trying to do. Fine. Now, here we come to the Rosh, and I'm going to read to you what the Rosh says. And you can have a go at trying to explain it. What does the Rosh mean? Says the Rosh in Siman Gimel. He says, V'yesh shenai agin, he brings this minhag, shemesakin in suudot between on Erev Shabbos, and mesakin in suudot on the ship on Erev Shabbos, umalikim bo neirois, and they light candles there, likno shom shavis, in order to be kind of shvisa there, v'semchen al zen, v'sem v'chonis, v'chonis bof to Shabbos, in order they can get back on the boat on Shabbos, with a hafting and set sail. Says the Rosh, v'ein bo zeto, ereshol kolum. A waste of time. They gain nothing with that. They came with the inasina zozim isham ad lavocha, because since the ship is not moving from there until the next day, but also even nichnasim, and then they get onto it. How are they mafligim between the shabbos? So they're setting sail on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. That's an issur. Ule inyan kinyan shvisa. And with regard to this whole thing, they want to be kona shvisa. For what? Kedena halichas kula, so that they can walk the whole boat. They're sobri inu because they think that also that otherwise it would be forbidden. Well, if you hold otherwise it's forbidden, lo mahani midi, now here's the word. They haven't helped themselves. Amat tzad, you want to say, oh no, because I'm not relying on Rav for some reason. You hold that the etzem, to walk the whole boat, is forbidden. You only got tzad adamas, yeah? So you want to be kona shvisa on the boat, says the Rosh. No, it won't help. Demar kinyas shvisa shayich bisvino. What is it shayich? Being Kona Shavisa on a ship. Mi'achar shenisaf nishom. If it's going to subsequently journey from there, but Alechas Chuz Letzchum and go outside the Tchum. Can anyone explain to me those words?
After they got on the boat.
He says, what is it shayach being kena shvisa on the boat? Me'acha shenei tzav mishom, but it's going to be journeying from there. But it's going to be going outside the tchum. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We said you can be kena. I mean, that was a Gemara.
Yeah, because
the first Moshe says, what are you talking about? We said, Rabbah said The reason why Shmuel said you can walk the whole boat, even though it's Deir Misar, we're Machne, is because Hail the Shabbos, Ba'adir Mechis is Mibayit Yoim. It's from a Furush and Gemara that you can be Kona Shvis on a ship, even though it's going to be journeying. What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah?
There's a difference between Kona Shvisa and the Mechitzas. The Mechitzas is it's nothing to do with Kona Shvisa. What do I say about the Mechitzas?
Why are you allowed to walk the whole boat, even if you can't walk the whole Devisar? It says Rabo, Hoyil, the Kono, Shvisa, Ba'avir, Mechitzas, Mevoid, Yod. Mefurashot, come on.
But what's he mean by that? Because
the Shabbos Ba'avir Mechitzas.
So you can't be Kohen Shvisa without Ba'avir Mechitzas.
You can call don't call it Kohen Shvisa, call it Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says if you were Ba'avir Mechitzas Mevoid Yoy, you can walk the whole ship, even according to Shmuel.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with Tuchum.
What do you mean? Of course it is.
No, it doesn't.
Of course it is.
You've gone
well outside the 2,000 hours. So but why are you allowed to walk? Why are you allowed? That's the case.
Meters.
What do you mean? You've gone well outside of the 2,000 hours from where you started at the beginning of Shabbos. Why are you allowed to walk the whole boat?
Because of the Avin Mechitzas.
Oh, so here's well the same thing. Call it what you want. Call it semantics. We'll call it a Kinyan Shvisa, not Kinyan Shvisa. I'm asking you a question. The Rosh says, what is it helping by sitting on the boat before Shabbos? The ship's not staying there. It's going to be journeying tomorrow. Outside the Tchut. So what's it going to help? So the Tiferes Lamishna, what are you talking about? The Gemara says it does help.
No, he's not saying...
So let me begin.
He's saying, what's the point of making Kohen Shvisa? You don't need to do that anyway. You're going to be allowed to.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, it's what he's implying.
I wrote that at one point, then deleted it. It's not true. That's not what he said.
At least you wrote it at one point.
Yeah, and then realised it was absolute turn. I won't say
what. Well,
that's what he said. Because read the words of the Rosh. Ul'inyan kinyan shvisa kedei lahalich eskulo. The sovri inhu de osur. They hold it osur. So according to them, lo ma'ani midi, it's not going to help anything. According to them, I'm not asking according to me, I'm asking according to them. What are they trying to do? What are they trying to achieve? I don't know if there's any problem. You don't have to be on the boat before Shabbos for that. I tried that one, it doesn't work. The Maaseh of Mordechai and Shabbos. Right. From there, he writes a very, very similar notion. Initially, I was going to cheat a little bit with the Mordechai, make a few amendments, because I thought he must be saying the same as the Rosh, and it's just a few letters here and there in order to make it fit with the Rosh.
And then you realise it.
No, then I realised that actually, from this Mordechai, without making any amendments, it sheds light on the Rosh. Let me read you what he says. After bringing the same thing, what they do, and he says, they say, Shekhana Bol Shavisa. Yeah, we can get on the boat today because we were Kona Shavisa on it. He says, Ve'ein Lamoy Ramzal. I should say Ve'ein Lamoy Ramzal, but anyway. Basically, my Rebbe didn't agree with this. They came on to Ein Asfino Zozo Mishom Ada Shabbos, because since the ship doesn't move from there until Shabbos, Kedei Lahanich Eskul and Ami Lamani also won't help to walk the whole ship. It's not shaykh to be kona shvisa. Kimishin esas mishom, since it's going to journey from there. No, he didn't say anything about outside the tchut. So it's going to journey from there. So initially I thought, okay, he must be saying the same as the Rosh. It's two separate points. And therefore, it's not, it should say like this. The ein nireh lamoyra, zal, not the kibbon. Just kibbon. He doesn't think it's correct. Kibbon de inasin azoz mishom ala shabbos. Full stop. That's point number one. Because since the ship is not moving there until Shabbos, like the Rosh says, it's of being muffling bus fino b'Shabbos. Point one. Then point number two, you have to add, here is where the Vav should go, u'kedei. And number two, also, kedei la'arich eskul anami, also in trying to allow them to be able to walk the whole ship, no money, it's not helping. Why? Not ve'in shayach, de'in shayach. That already I saw those who changed the ver to a de. Then it's basically the same as a Rosh, right? I can read the Rosh. I don't have Pshat in it though. So better not to change it. Stick to what it says and work at it and see if we can figure out what's going on. And I thought to myself, you know what? Ah, you had a eureka moment then, right? And that is, let's read it again carefully. Carefully, carefully. What did he say? The Kavon the Ein Astafino Zozo Mishol. Because since the ship is not moving from there, Adar Shabbos until Shabbos, right? Since that's the case, Kedei Lahanich Et Kula Nami Lomahani. It's also not going to help now. The Kinyan Shvi is not going to help tonight. It's all bullshit. The Ein Shaiachu. The Ein Shaiachu. Kinyan Shvi is the commission is asked Mishom. Now, what's he saying? Besides that, the Tiferes Lomishom wants it. He did suggest such a chiddush, but he says it doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to suggest why it does make sense. What's going on over here is the following. Yes, it's in the Furusha Gemara. Let's be sure. Based on the Mechitis Mibaidio, it does work. It does help. But what's the case over there?
Because it went Mibaidio.
We're doing something on the ship. Shabbos. So when it stops, let's say it stops in shallow waters, fine. You can be Kona Shavisa there and then. Why? Because where else am I supposed to be Kona Shavisa? I'm a million, well not a million miles, but you could be, you know, 1,000 miles away from my home, from any dry land. So where else am I going to be Kona Shavisa? This is the best thing I've got. So I'm Kona Shavisa, but I've been a Mechitza, so therefore even if the ship keeps going, so what? I was on the ship, I was Kona Shavisa on the ship, and therefore I can at least walk the whole ship. However, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a guy who when Shabbos comes in, the ship's still there. What? You're going to be Kona Shavisa on this ship, which is anyway setting sail tomorrow. This is not a house. You've got a house of, you know, 100 meters down the road, away from here. That's your Mokim Shavisa. We've seen this already before, this idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say, but you know, that is the chedkas, your chazok, your house, that is your Mokim Shavisa. That's what he's saying. Let's read it again. The Kavon the Einas Tzvino Zozo Nisham Adar Shabbos. Because since the ship is not going to move from there until Shabbos, so therefore, it's not going to help to you know, walking the whole thing. Because the Ein or the Ein Shaiachu Kinyan Shavisa, it's not Shaiachu Kinyan Shavisa on the ship. Kinyan Shavisa, it's going to be journeying from there. Tzvim Shabbos, not Tzvim Shabbos. No, it doesn't say anything about Tzvim Shabbos. The Rosh adds the word about Tzvim Shabbos, but that could be just saying, because tomorrow, you know what, it's going to be outside Tzvim Shabbos of your house. You're not going to be able to walk the whole ship. It's not a Shaiachu. Now, the Beis Yosef then brings the Rashba, who says, he also says, these guys who get on the ship on Erev Shabbos, and then they kiddush there, and then they get off, lie all of the Olo Kolom, a waste of time. Why? He says the reason is, the Mishasha Odu the Abosha, because the minute they get off the ship though, to go to sleep that night, Konusham Shavisa, they're kind of Shavisa there, after the Bechati Ha Shabbos, even halfway through Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? No. Being Kona Shavisa halfway to Shabbos? So he says it must be that, well, generally speaking, ships are in, it's in deep water, or relatively, it's deeper than 10 tefachim, and therefore you're not Kona Shavisa on the ship. So when you get off the ship and you hit dry land, you're within 10 tefachim now, then you're Kona Shavisa there.
And also it's your default position.
Well, that as well, you don't have to come onto that. So I thought to myself, I could be clever here, and bring out an even bigger Oimek in the Rashba. Because we've learned that we haven't done this Chazor yet, but we know that the Rashba holds this in-between Shetah. When it comes to the Shaila of Yesh Tzchumin Amal HaMe'atzor or Ein Tzchumin Amal HaMe'atzor, so you've got those who say Sofek L'Kudah, as long as it's the Rabbanon, L'Kudah. You've got the Rach, the Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rosh, you say no, it comes out of the Chumrah based on the Rosh and the Gemara. The Rashba says, even though I'm scared to do it, he says, but I want to be Machriya in between. If you've got a chetkas isur, you've definitely been Kona Shavisa, then you're not allowed to go outside the tchum even of Amal HaMe'atzor. But if you start the Shabbos of Amal HaMe'atzor, you're stating the Amal HaMe'atzor, you could be Mekel there. So it could be that this guy, when he gets off the ship, now he's got a chetkas isur. When you're about 10, you are Kona Shavisa, you're not Kona Shavisa, I don't have a clue. What I know is, one thing is for sure, when you got off the ship, that is the chetkas isur, because I know for sure there is Shaiach Isur Tchum. Now you want to say, but no, I wasn't Kona Shavisa there, I was Kona on the ship. You want to say that? Prove it. You want to prove it? Prove it. Until then, default position, like you said, is back to the house. The only problem is, but Miman of Shach, if you think about it from a logical standpoint, excuse me, I was on the ship when Shabbos came in. You want to say, maybe I wasn't kohen shvi'isa because it's an adam yasor. So where was I kohen shvi'isa? In my house. Because I'm adam yasor in tchumen. Well then in which case, what's the problem? When I go on the ship tomorrow, and I go way out, and I can walk the whole ship anyway, why? Because ain't tchumen am adam yasor. So what do you want to say? Oh, no, one second, not so fast. Maybe yish tchumen am adam yasor. Maybe yish tchumen am adam yasor. Then I was kohen shvi'isa on the ship. You can't have it both ends. That's not fair.
No. That was
seen
on the ship whilst it was moving.
It was what?
Whilst the ship was moving.
That would be even better now, because it was tough to move in the sea, yeah, but it was right in the port here. I mean, that must be, I hear what you're saying, that would be a good...
But when the Rav says we go to Kula, yeah, can we use that to our own, what benefits us, depending on the circumstances?
No, not
generally speaking.
Not that I tried to discuss you. We did talk about it as our chiddush word. Yeah. But not generally speaking, not. Not generally speaking, not.
Sfina is not like a city. Sfina is like a city. If you come to Sfina in the city, you are in your house, doesn't matter, you have the whole city. If you are sitting in the Sfina,
again,
the whole
again.
City, so you don't
know
the
whole Sfina. We'll come to those who allow it, but I'm talking about those who say you're not
finishing.
Ah, okay. So it could be the Rosh is also coming, Mr. like you said, you're not really gaining anything like this, and the Rosh, in other words, meaning to say, in terms of walking on the whole ship, like you just said, if you're going to be able to walk the whole ship, I mean, what do you want to try and gain to get off the ship? You won't be able to get off the ship, because you're kohen shvi'isa in your house. But if that's the case, maybe that is what it means, I don't know for sure. Lemaita, what's Peshat in this Hanover? What is Peshat in it? Okay, we've got all the different problems with it. What are these people doing? It comes from the Ran towards the end of the first parak of Shabbos, and the Bahag, who says it does work. Get on the ship, light some candles, eat a meal, whatever it is, wait for Shabbos to come in, then get off the boat, go home, you can come back the next day. What is Taka Peshat? I think the key, this is what I want to explain today is. Huh? Yeah, but if that's the case, we have to be able to answer
that's
question.
What makes a difference.
Yeah, we'll pass that around. Okay, so it's like this. The Loshen of the Hagoyes HaShri is, over here, you cannot be kohen shvi'isa on a ship. B'shum inyan, b'chal, im lo sheyichnis goch ba'atmai kodem in hashmoshes. Unless you get onto the ship in hashmoshes yourself, not food, you yourself are there in hashmoshes, and you stay there b'yoshav shom in hashmoshes, u'la'achar in hashmoshes, after in hashmoshes, then gzantai yirich leves, you can go back to your house, b'yochal, have a meal there if you want, the Yosher is Tzvina Achachi, not Savaido, and Mokhalayim, and come back that night or the next day as you feel. So initially, I wanted to say a massive chiddush. But in such a massive chiddush, I didn't delete it, because I didn't actually see anything which is black and white contrary to this. Lahalot for sure not, right? And that is, there's a fundamental difference between whether you call it Kohen Shvi'isa yourself, or whether you put down food. If you're Kohen Shvi'isa yourself, because that's where you are. That's what I call Shvi'isa Be'etzes. I'm there, that's my Mokum Shvi'isa, that's where I am. This is my Mokum Shvi'isa, correct? So I've got my Mokum Shvi'isa, I've got my Tchum, etc. If I put down food, that's not Be'etzes, my Mokum Shvi'isa, because I'm somewhere else. What it does is one thing and one thing only, and that is, where you put the food, that acts as a focal point, right? And from there, I can then draw my circle of 2,000 amas around it. It's there, just to establish where the tchum is going to be when Shabbos comes in. After that, the food can go. I don't need the food anymore. Right? There's a fundamental difference between the two. And therefore, if you were to put food onto the ship, right, that's not going to help you. Why? Because very good. When Shabbos comes in, so you put the amount right here, the ship. I put the food here, yeah? So Shabbos comes in, it now fixes my tchum. Yeah? So when the boat moves out, right? And you're on the boat, well, you're outside of the tchum now.
No, the food's still there.
The food's not going to help me, I don't care what the
food's there. The tchum's moving with you.
No, it's not. Because remember, the food is just there.
Still on the boat.
It's not better than a mokum shvi'isa. It just acts as a point from which I can draw my circle.
Oh, that's
copy real land.
That's
copy real land. However, the minute, so therefore when the boat moves out, you're on the ship, you're now outside your tchum. So you've only got Dalet Amos.
You mean
that the
food was blown away during Shabbos?
It
doesn't change
it's
your tchum.
No.
Even if you're within those two,
it's not going to make a difference.
You can't go.
No. But if you are on the ship, then it becomes your home. Then it's be a massive chiddush to say this. No, I don't think so. Because then, we're going to say that then the tchum is defined by my mokum shvisa. Now, my mokum shvisa is not a point on the ground, coordinates. The ship, that is my mokum shvisa. This is my house. So as the house moves, my tchum moves with it, right? Okay, it's a massive chiddush, and according to that, it would even allow me to get off the boat to the other end. That no one says. No one says such a thing. So I'm not. I'm going to show this.
Only if you stayed in the tchum if you got off the boat.
I'm not going to delete it because it's a nice wacky chiddush, but it's probably not true. In fact, almost definitely not true. So therefore, what could we say? So I wanted to say like this. Let's not be so, try to be so mechodesh. Once again, clearly over here there is a fundamental difference between mokum shvisa. Well, let me put it this way: there's you get your mokum shvisa, and you get your issa to go outside of the tchum. What that means to say is, in a normal case, when Shabbos comes in, you've got a mokum shvisa, correct? Normally, where you are, that's your mokum shvisa, yeah, and you get a tchum, right? But derechlal, your tchum is nikba based on your mokum shvisa. Where you are, you got 2,000 amah radius, and that's it. If you want, what you can do is, you can put down food somewhere, the tchum will be fixed based on that. I won't call it mokum shvisa, because that will confuse us, but my mokum yeshiva can be somewhere else. That's why I'm sitting at the beginning of Shabbos. As long as it's within that tchum, everything works, that's it. Now, what happens if, I'm talking about ordinary case, no ships yet, a guy goes out of the tchum on Shabbos. Now, we've already seen this. If you go outside of your tchum on Shabbos, in a normal case, you have the mokum shvisa, 2,000 amos around it, and you went outside. There's mavur and the me'iri on them based on the base. We also said that could be pshat and rashi based on the other. You lose your mokum shvisa.
Got taladamas.
Oh, that taladamas becomes your new mokum shvisa. The difference is now, this mokum shvisa, we're not giving you any tchum. This is now your new mokum shvisa, and your tchum remains where you were before.
Why do you need to give it the name a new mokum shvisa? Why do you?
That is what it is. You'll see the nafkah minah soon. But that becomes a posh. That becomes your mokum shvisa. Just you don't have anything beyond it. You can walk in your daladamas because that's your mokum shvisa. That's why you're allowed to walk there. That's your mokum. Call it what you want. That's your mokum. If you're within mechitos, no. If you were taken out by goyim or ba'onet, maybe even if it was done b'das, that's machlekes rishonim. Then that could become your new mokum shvisa. But you don't get a new tchum and mokum shvisa are independent now. Your tchum is fixed on the Shabbos and that remains there. You're outside it now. Your mokum shvisa has changed. This guy on the ship, let's work out what happens. If he was to put down food on the ship, tchum is fixed by that. That's going to be fixed on the Shabbos based on coordinates, etc. He gets onto the boat on Shabbos.
On Shabbos or before Shabbos?
On Shabbos. This is in a case where you use food. I'm showing you why it doesn't work with food.
Yeah.
Gets onto the boat on Shabbos. And the ship sets sail, goes outside, oops, you're now outside your mokum, you're now outside the tchum. Sorry, you've only got taladamas now. Right? Cool. You've only got taladamas. Again, this is al-aqsa, we're not going with Rav yet. We'll come back to that soon.
The taladamas is enough to walk.
No, Rav holds once you if you're taken out by somebody else. Okay, but leave that
aside. No, I'm talking about on the boat. Taladamas is like the whole boat.
I'm gonna answer this at this point. What is very possible is I already threw in the information earlier. This question that Tosfos throws at them, which is, what's the need for all of this? We pass Gan Rab anyway. We pass Gan Rab. He shows it from the Gemara later on Mandala Dhamma Dhamma there. We know that we pass Gan Rab, and therefore you go like Rab Magamliel. Therefore, you're being taken out by whoever's controlling the ship. So you've got the whole ship automatically. It's no worse than this hour. Remember, I told you before, not everyone passes like Rab. The Rabbi Nechananel holds we go like Shmuel. In that case, in the case, special case of the ship there, where you were on the boat and it was already sailing before Shabbos, whatever the pshat may be, no, then you got a heter. It's not always there. It's not the Divisar. Not in the case of Divisar. And it's very possible they therefore go like Rav in Chananel. So therefore, don't give me anything about Rav because you're being taken out. They only go with that. What they want to be able to do is they still want to be able to go through be able to go on the whole ship. So what they try and do is they try a kunt. Now let's work it through again. If you put the food on. So fine, you fixed your tchum, you come on there on Shabbos, you get on the boat goes outside the tchum, now you're stuck. Because why? Because you're now outside the tchum, So you get a new Mokhim Shavisa, which is Dalad Amis, and that's it. You're not getting the whole boat, because we don't pass Kelet Rav. The fact that you were taken out by the sailors, so what? The minute the boat stops, you're stuck in your Dalad Amis. What do? Do something clever. You come on there before Shabbos, and you make the boat your Mokhim Shavisa. So now it becomes absolute. What do I mean by absolute? So now when the boat sets sail, no question about it, when it goes outside of the Tchum, you go outside the Tchum. The Tchum doesn't move with you, because the Tchum was Nikba on Erev Shabbos coordinates. But when I'm outside of my Tchum, what happens? We give you a new Mokhim Shavisa. I don't need a new Mokhim Shavisa. I never left my Mokhim Shavisa. My Mokhim Shavisa, I always stayed inside. I went outside of my Tchum, but I didn't leave my Mokhim Shavisa. So I don't need a new Mokhim Shavisa. The boat is my Mokhim Shavisa. Now that's a beautiful chap. He's smiling. That's my Mokhim Shavisa. So I don't need a new one. I never lost my Mokhim Shavisa. That's a beautiful chap. If you put the food on there, that didn't become your Mokhim Shavisa. So therefore you don't get the whole boat unless you're inside the Tchum. The minute you leave your Tchum, fine, you've got Dalad Amis now. That's it, huh? If you don't go that route. That was what I wanted to say. The emes is though, even though he's smiling, he's huffing out from this, he can't argue on that one. Right. Even though that is the case.
Yeah, but it's always Rabbi Yisurim, Shmuel, Mammon. Anyway, so why you have
to try to... No, again, I'm going with the Rabbi Yochanan. We're going with the Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh.
But there's another Nekudah, and this is based on the Mishnah Berurah as well. There's a simpler way of a simpler aspect over here. And that is, do you know why they want to be Kodesh Shvisa? Because remember you had another question, which was, how can you get onto the boat on Shabbos? Once you got off, you can't get back on. They're like a shot up in Amayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this shitter holds. No. If I made that my Mokhim Shvisa, it's my house. I don't have to go into my house on Shabbos. That is a floating house. That's not Nerek Shot up in Amayim. It's only if it's not your house. But if you made it into your house before Shabbos, and get off and get back on. And therefore, that's what they wanted to do. To be Kodesh Shvisa, doesn't he have to come in of that? So you've sorted out all problems. And it's a major enough gemina, therefore, if, because we pass on a Rav anyway, if you're going on a cruise on Shabbos, and therefore, and it docks, wherever it is, and you want to get off, so assuming that you're always above 10, so therefore, you only, the minute you get off, that's where your Kodesh Shvisa, so no problem, you can get off. You can walk around, definitely 2,000 others, and if you're within the city, etc., you've got the whole city, you want to be able to get back on. This is the machlokes now, whether you're allowed to get back on. Because the Mechaber Paskins in Reish Mem says that you're not supposed to get off before Shabbos and get back on. Why? Because of this problem in Erech HaShot. Once you get off, you can't get back on again because of this problem. Not because of Tchumen, that's not a problem.
Right? You're supposed to get off before Shabbos or on Shabbos?
Before Shabbos. But the reason is because when you get back on, it's an Erech HaShot up in our mind. I'm going to my house, so what? She doesn't hold with that. So who are they? If you were on the boat the whole of Shabbos and you get off because we dock somewhere at some port, so I want to go and have a look around, you're not going to be able to get back on. Why? Because they're at the shot up in our mind.
So when you get off the boat on Friday or you get off on Shabbos, doesn't make any difference.
Why should it make any difference?
But why is that near a problem if you get off the boat on Shabbos, but it's not a problem if you want to get on the boat on Shabbos?
It is, the point of that is.
No, but we said, because it's my house, you can go back into
your house. No, so that's why I said the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't go, it doesn't go like this, Tanhogo, the Bahag, etc. However, the Ramah says, the Ramah in Reish Manchest, if Gimel, I think it is, base Gimel, whichever one it is, he says, Yesh Omrim, that this Tanhogo is good. As long as you are Kodesh Shvisa on Erev Shabbos, it becomes your house, and therefore you can get off and you can get back on. So who has in? If you're on a boat on Shabbos, and you get to some destination, you can get off, have a look around, and get back on. Of this Nekudah, you won't have any problem. You may have to make sure there's no other problems, but that Nekudah shouldn't be any problem. I think that, and that's basically it. I think we've covered everything there.
You can get off on Friday or Shabbos and get back on.
On Shabbos,
I'm talking
about. Just Tosfos finishes off, by the way, and he says the Rashbam initially wanted to be matir going on a wagon on Shabbos, but as long as it's being taken by a goy, even though it's going outside the tchum, but then he retracted because he says a wagon is worse. Number one, because you're likely to, in times gone by, you meet to list them and things like that, it's dangerous and you have to be mechallel Shabbos for that. He says number two, it's more likely, you know, on a boat you can't really just get off when you want to get off. in the middle of the water. You mean, you're not going to forget yourself and jump into the water. Here, you may get off, and then once you get off, you've only got another dhamma.
Moving, you could get off and off.
The re then adds, no, not you only got another dhamma then, once you get off. The re says, even to get onto it on Erev Shabbos is also, because he said the whole heter on Erev Shabbos and all of that is only by a ship, right? But over here, he says, because why? Because with the ship, if I got on, right? So once Shabbos comes in, I'm already, you know, on the ship, I can't get off, it's in the middle of water, right? Here, you're on a wagon, so what's the problem? You're journeying on Erev Shabbos, now you stop, Shabbos coming in, get off. You can get off. We're not going to give you any special concessions. And therefore, he says with the ship, even if you do come to dry land, you're not mechuyev to get off. Look at Plug Rabon. He said, that's number.
The Re says you can't get onto a wagon on Friday, or you can?
You can't.
You can't get onto a wagon on Friday with the intent of travelling into Shabbos.
On Shabbos, yeah. You can travel on Shabbos. But he just finished off. I've run out of time. I just want to finish this one. He says also the other issue with the wagon is if you've got who's leading the wagon, if it's animals, you've got a problem of Makan. Okay, and you may come to cut the branch, etc. Okay. Well, I'm sure that's
it's the Goy's problem, Mechama, not yours.
No. He's doing a few. This is being Mishnah by the Chaim, not as Mechama, but is that you may come to.
If you lease the
horse, then it's a problem. If you're paying for it.
But if you're a passenger and there's 20 other Goyim on them,
that may be something else.
He's talking about when it's done for you.
Yeah, the Mordechai has got much more than it. The Mordechai and Shabbos has got much more, also even here. So, okay.
This is very good, but now this we should.